Good morning, everybody. You know, when we go through our lives, we wake up in the morning and we prepare ourselves. We wake up and we start with our quiet time, may grab a cup of coffee, but one thing we always do is we get ourselves prepared by dressing. You know, we dress appropriately for the weather and what we're doing. You know, we certainly don't put a shirt on our legs. We don't put our pants over our head. We certainly don't wear a parka when it's 100 degrees outside in Jackson. But we wear the appropriate clothing for the appropriate situation. Just like now, COVID-19, there's a lot of emphasis on PPE, personal protective equipment. You know, when I was in the military, we had the same thing. We call it MOP gear, measure of personal protection. And that was mainly in dealing with nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, to where we had different levels. Like one level was having a mask on. One level was having the gloves on and the boots. One was where we fully donned our entire uniform, which was boots, gloves, top and bottom. And we even wore strips of paper that told us what kind of chemical we were dealing with. So there's preparation we need to do on every level. Well, as disciples, we need to leave the house prepared, which means putting on our spiritual armor. So today we're going to go in Ephesians 6, and we're going to start with verse 10. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world and spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." So the first charge that we get in this, in verse 10, is that we need to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Now we put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. Paul tells us four times to stand or take our stand from verses 11 through 14. As we put on our armor, we are reminded of what kind of battle we're fighting in verse 12. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but sin itself. It is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our battle is against sin. We remind ourselves, hate the sin, not the sinner, because that sin that lives in that person. We can't physically see sin, but it's very real, brothers and sisters, because we see sin manifest itself in many facets of our life. If you don't believe it, turn on the TV, turn on the radio. I mean, even think of your struggles. The sin manifests itself into a physical reality. Is it because that we need to prepare? It is because of this that we need to prepare by putting on the holy armor of God. But what is this armor? So first we strap on the belt of truth. Now just as a leather apron protected the Roman soldier's abdomen, our protective girdle is who we are in Christ. We're saints who are spiritually empowered by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. Satan fights us with lies, and sometimes lies sound like truth. But only believers have God's truth, which can defeat Satan's lies. Next, we put on the breastplate of righteousness as it deflects the enemy's fiery arrows. As difficult situations arise, we can repel the temptation to sin or live by emotion, whether anger, fear, or dissatisfaction, and we can respond in a manner that honors God. Satan often attacks our hearts, which is the seat of our emotions, our self-worth, and trust. God's righteousness is the breastplate that protects us. It protects our hearts to ensure God's approval because He loves us and He sent His Son to die for us. Now, the next part of armor we put on is the sandals of peace. That helps us stand firm with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Roman battle sandals usually had thick spiked soles so that the soldier could anchor himself in the ground and remain steadfast. Regardless of how fiercely the enemy buffets us, we can remain firmly planted in the knowledge of knowing who we truly are in Christ. We are redeemed saints and children of the living Lord with an important message to share with those who are lost. Satan often attacks our hearts, the seat of our emotions. Next, we take on the shield of faith. The shield of faith is no small piece of armor. It's a full body safeguard that represents Christ's protection against anything the enemy can throw at us. With full confidence in Christ, we confront every battle, knowing that He will give us victory. What we see are Satan's attacks in the form of insults, setbacks, and temptations. From God's perspective, we can see beyond our circumstances and know that the victory is ultimately ours. Faith in God's grace that was shown to us at the cross brought us salvation, which is the point we exchanged our old sinful self for a new eternal life in Christ Jesus. Consequently, with the helmet of salvation, we put on the mind of Christ, which gives us His discernment and wisdom. We are able to think how God wants us to think. We are able to do what God wants us to do with this helmet of salvation. Satan wants to make us doubt God, Jesus, and our salvation. And this helmet protects us from doubting God and His saving works for us. And then the last piece of armor that we're going to talk about is we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, so that we can combat the enemy's lies with truth and promises of Scripture. Now, the sword is the only offensive weapon in our armor, because there are times where we need to take the offensive against Satan. When we are tempted, we need to trust the truth in God. We need to trust the truth in the truth of God's Word. You know, knowing precisely what we face each day, the Lord graciously provides us with the perfect equipment needed for all our challenges. But see, here's the catch with this. This is not where you pick and choose what you're going to wear. It's not your clothing. You can say, well, I'm not going to wear a hat today. Or I'm not going to wear shoes today. Well, with the armor, it's all or none. Because it's 360 protection. From front to back. But the only way that we can fight is if we are protected. If we are strong in the Lord and His power. You know, we have to put on that full armor so that we can take our stand against the devil and his schemes. You know, we got to remember that our struggle isn't against flesh and blood. It's not against something we can see. But it's against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So that's why we have to put on the armor of God every day. Just like we make a choice to put our clothes on. Just like we decide to have a quiet time. Just like we make that decision every day that Jesus is Lord. We have to make sure we put on the full armor of God. And this is a brief message, but as I get ready to close, you know, we talked about how to prepare physically for each day we face. We talked about how to prepare ourselves spiritually with the holy armor of God. Brothers and sisters, if we lead this service of everyday life, let us remember the protection that God gives us with His Holy Spirit, the full armor and His Word. And with that, to God be the glory.